哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿，哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿。Elder Voices, a window to the past, a door to the future.
Ay, 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 ay.
Felix John Walker Sr., a Karen. I born in July 21st, 1938. I was raised and born in Hooper Bay, and I lived there till 1968. Then I moved to Scammon Bay when I got married. Hooper Bay, when I was growing up down there, it was so beautiful, so quiet, so calm. No snow machines. Maybe twice a week, Middle Runner aircraft come into Hooper Bay. Everybody share, and every person that goes out from his house never locked the door. No thief come around, stole nothing. There was so much big families. Whenever they want to take something, they ask, and they return it. Moms used to make yo-yos, Eskimo yo-yos, and some kind of games made out of wood. I mostly used bow and arrows all the time, no guns, no 22, nothing. We used slingshot, Eskimo slingshot, not cassock slingshot. It was the seal skin slingshot. Our dad's dolls used to use those long time ago. They used bow, real heavy. We don't shoot around in town. Just in case the air might go in the wrong direction, hit the person. That's why the yellows tell us out of town, hunters with bows. Any kind of birds, any kind of game, it's real fun. When I first catch one seal, first time I catch one, they pass it out to the old elders. After that happened, then I have my seals back. I can go hunt and catch mine. No passes out will have. They cut it themselves. They divide it. They name the person. This belongs to this person, and this one belongs to that person. We were teased by the adults first how to go. They know the thunder. And as we learn it, we do it ourselves. Today, I'm doing that to my grandchildren. Dog teams, it's a lot of fun traveling in wintertime. You train the leaders, you run around and gee ha, you'll understand, they'll go ha. And gee, you go on the left side and ha, gee, gee. And you say, oh, you stop them. They learn very fast. And from here, or from Hooper, we get some needlefish for the dogs. The ice is about 3-4 feet thick, but we make a hole and dip some needlefish. It was a lot of work in my time, but I never did mind it. I would get used to it. Cold weather, I get used to it. Hardly any frostbite. Before we leave, our mom and dad prepare everything for us, just in case we didn't have no thermos bottle, hardly any Coleman stoves. They give us the fish eggs, just like a sandwich. If you get too cold, eat some of this stuff, along with oil bread, fish eggs. Some other villages, they called imlaugs. They used to use ivory ice picks. Take a while to make a hole, you know. And they had wooden shovels. They didn't have iron shovels. They used wood shovels. And everything is knit by the parents. Needlefish nets, they knit them. Instead of ordering sealskin seam in, those yorlocks, they pull it out, they braid them, and when it's enough to make nets or whitefish net or king salmon nets or wheel nets. They make all kinds. One time there was starvation was happening in Hooper Bay, time of big ice built up in the ocean. It was so many miles out. My uncle left in the morning in springtime by dark time all the way down to the ice. When the sun was setting down, finally made it to the ocean. There was starvation long time ago. Seal, hook rocks, mark packs. Anything that I used to eat in my younger days, I never forgot. That's why today I still hunt. There are some shrimps, some small crabs, fresh fish. There are lots of them. Okay, my way are kekok, kekashok. Хайяг нөөгд нөлөөмөд читохны авагшгайл байми аа лав ит хүд энд the last one is Kakuyal Lake and there's a sign of white. The wind is way up there. We'll probably get it in about a day or so. And elder people who got arthritis problems, arthritis is paining before the weather is changed. Even a little baby start taking up. I'll ask my mom, they keep born in a windy time or rainy weather. Whenever that little child is hiccuping up, yeah, it's gonna rain or snow. We always tell we learn it by our human bodies and you look out in the skies. The weather was like people. It was so calm nowadays. So beautiful, sometimes it's the whole month of nice weather, no wind, nothing. I guess the world was following the people, quiet people, and even the weather was quiet. Today, people are real messed up, crimes going on, drugs, alcohol, everything. The world is following, can blow wind any time, so many search and rescue going on. I know the area around here in Scambi. I'm a search and rescue coordinator, that's why when there's some lost person, I go in the public safety and show them the map where we should look. Even Hooper Bay area, I know all that. Traveler can know everything out there, even how many rivers you pass. That's the first river, and I know where I am. There's four rivers up here. Today they're using GPSs. They fool themselves. That's we elders, we don't need those. You can hit the ocean line and you know where you are, how many hills you've seen. That's why the elders tell us, look around when you travel. Don't look ahead only. Look around. Learn your land. From Cruci Mountain back there, you can come here at West 240, right to Scambi with compass. One time there was two people who got lost. They called in by VHF radio. I answered them. Do you guys got compass? Yeah, we got compass. What's your reading? We were traveling 270. Okay. You have passed four rivers? No? Yeah, you did already. You passed it. Okay, I'll tell you what. Why don't you guys go south 150 and tell me you'll hit one river? If you hit that one river, call me. About half hour later, they called. Yeah, we hit this ugly river right here. Yeah, keep going south 150. And they called. We came up to a boat with full of net and outboard motor on the back. It was at the bend of the river, and I knew where it was. Okay, keep traveling, 150, you'll make it to Skam. And about a few minutes later, we're home. I was drinking coffee and I squirted from my house. If they didn't have no compass, we would have went out. I was raised and born nothing but Eskimo dances in fire bed where they take fire bed. I was so poked out after that. Today I don't even go for Eskimo dances. I didn't want to even look at them because I had enough of it when in my young time. When big ceremony comes up, they carve up some masks. I memorize them today. They're lost because nobody carves them. That's why I try to keep them alive. I went to school at St. Mary's when I was 17 years old. I take art school over there and small engine mechanic school. After 3 years of school, I went back to Hooper Bay. Nothing to do, so I started doing some wood carving. I used to be a Lower Yukon School District art talent teacher. I traveled to 11 villages in order to teach small to the high school. They make money out of their handworks. Me, I work here, I carve. Anytime when I have off, I go off, go somewhere. I used to find some dead walrus from the beach, walrus tusks. Sometimes when I'm kind of short, I order it from Sabunga native store. Chop wood, saw some willows, get the willows and a big sifting boat and house and prepare for winter time. Fishing time comes, all the school girls, they cut fish, and those little ones, they pack some guts, dump them out in the where they plant some cabbages and turnips, and everybody's work together. But we had a good teachers, nuns. They're real good teachers. At St. Mary's School, they put us computer mind. Whew. Anything by hand, not by computer. That's why some people say, you must be a missing boy student one time. Yeah, I was. No wonder you guys are smart. It was a good school. St. Mary's, there was hard of financial problems. You cannot even go for Christmas. Your family die, you cannot make it home because of lack of financial. There was only one plane that comes in and stayed there for 3 years, never go home. I finally go home by dark time. My brother-in-law picked me up. I was full of heart dropping from the skies that I was going home. I wanted to thank my teacher, one of the nuns who taught me art school. It pays up. Most of our schoolmates are gone. Only a couple are left now. Church services are much better teaching about life, much quieter, old people understand English. They do not know the verse of the Bible. The only time I learned is gospel in Sunday Masses. Father Peterson asked me one time, I want to send me for workshop. So you were a missing boy too? Yeah, I was. I went over there in 1956. I finally became a mayor of Scambay. The USF lost a bingo game going on in the wintertime. I look at those kids outside of the bingo hall during the night, cold weather, waiting for their mom or dad to go home. So finally, I was thinking, talk to the cotton members. Hey, do we love our kids? Yeah, we do love them. We should just shut this bingo off. We're not making so many $1,000 a week. We love our kids. They're sleeping in school and late for school, and some of them hardly eat, probably. Let's close it. Rippies and Bingo was closed, the scam. I was hated by Bingo players, but today they thank me. That the Alex spending money to have, buy something for his family or kids. I was joyful. Same thing with the parish council in Scammon. They were having bingo too. Parish council asked me, you should become a Eucharist ministry. I'm not ready. Felix, you're ready. I knew you were ready. I don't want to serve. You guys having bingo. I don't want to work on two jobs. Watching the bingo money and trying to serve God. That I would be serving two masters. I asked the priest, why are you having bingo like this? Well, we want to supply some oil and light bills in order to pay for them. Do you guys read the Bible? In that verse it says, believe me and ask me, I will supply your needs every day of your life. Every day of your life. You don't need no people. Not ripping off people or stealing money or gambling. So they quit. So I move in. But ever since I got married to Catholic Church, the promise that I promised before I put the ring on to my wife, I take this woman for my lawful wife, for better or worse, rich or poor, until death. Today, so many divorces. I went to many meetings. I met with Fishing Game one time, and they mentioned that 100,000 kings are coming to Yukon, and harvest will be good. I look at that person who was talking. I'm going to ask you a question. Look at this fisherman sitting by in the community hall. Do you know the number of your own hair right now while you're sitting there? He couldn't answer that question for a while, and I says, how do you know 100,000 kings are coming into Yukon? Did you count in them? If you do not know the number of your own hair, you do not know the fish under one. Also, I'm a member of the Yukon Drainage Association Fisheries. I travel whenever they call me. Fishermen talk about fishing too much amount of Yukon, like Salt Point and Emo and Alaknak, catch all the fishes and couldn't move up to around Mountain, Pilot, Marshall, Holy Cross, and way all the way up to Yukon. Because we're messed up there. Water, that's why they don't want to go up. And you don't want to go in the smelly house when it's so smelly until you mop it up. Animals are like humans. They don't talk, but they can smell. In my time, animals like minks, muskrat, birds, and sometimes they don't come before the other barnies. Like muskrats were all gone. Nobody hunted them, but they're completely gone. Now they're coming back, lots of them. They vanish and they come back again a few years later. make your family sad. That's why you have to honor your mom and dad. Disobedient. If you grow quick enough and you disobey your mom and dad, you never raise yourself. They nurse you, they feed you, they send you tigers, they keep you warm. Now you grow up, you hate your mom and dad. It's not the right, like suicide. You make your community sad when you do that. If you got problem with girlfriend or boyfriend, talk to the person who you trust. Or come to me and talk to me. I had lots of girlfriends, they left me. I never get thinking about committing suicide. Use your thinking cap. If you confess your sins to me, he says, if you confess your sins to me, feel sorry for your sins, I will forgive them, never to remember it again. I believe that powerfully. No matter how people talk about you, greater is he in you than the one in this world. Sometimes when I get bored, why I'm bored? Greater is he in me. Why I'm bored? Because in the beginning he gave you a temple of God. You are the temple of God. And I am. And you are the church. And that building over there is a house. But when you go in there, you let it become a church because you are the church. You're the temple. One time here in Scavendish, I met with traditional counselor. The elder person here in town says, you're not from Scavendish, you're from Hooper Bay. And I look at him and says, and you're not from Scammonby. I'm not from Scammonby. You were right. I'm not from Hooper Bay. The breath that come from God, he gave it to me. He let me live. It's heavenly home. It come from God. But this body will go back to dust again because we're not from this world. I'm not Scammonby. That's why my body goes down to the ground. Just like a clock. Time don't wait for nobody. If you keep asking him, he give you lots of time today to ask him in order to save your life. For yourself, for myself. Even I'm a preacher, I'm not doing it all for my kids. I'm doing it for myself. He always pilot me.
You've been listening to Elder Voices, a production of KNOM.